What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life.
Off on the subject of success, I mentioned that only a few people, less than 5%, achieve what the world calls great success. And this could cover great success in any field, from being a wife and mother, growing a better rose, or building a fortune of several millions of dollars. Success is an individual thing, and only the person involved can be responsible for what success is to him. As long as a person is living well within the law, both the spirit and the letter, no one has the right to tell any other human being what success should be or not be. But people who succeed are people who believe they can succeed. Success, until it's been won, is a mental thing, and belief in himself is one of man's most difficult accomplishments. We have a tendency to believe that others can accomplish the things we would like to accomplish, but somehow lack the same faith in ourselves. Why? Well, it's because we're so familiar to ourselves. We know ourselves, or think we do, and it's human nature to accord more ability to a stranger than to someone we know very well. As individuals, we're conscious of our own shortcomings. We remember consciously and subconsciously all our little failings and past failures. We're aware of all the thousands of things we cannot do well, and we underestimate our ability in those areas in which we excel. A man is never a hero in his own home, and the same can be said of how we regard ourselves in our own minds. We should realize that it's no more amazing that we should succeed in the things at which we're good than that others should succeed in their fields. Succeeding in life is like successfully baking a cake. It's a matter of following a recipe. Any attempts at a shortcut may result in a miserable cake. But any human being on earth can be successful if he will decide once and for all what it is he wants to accomplish and really define it right down to the last comma and period, and then go after it, relentlessly, day after day, month after month, year after year, until it's accomplished. Once a person has the recipe for success, it doesn't bother him too much if he finds himself with an occasional setback or failure, any more than a good cook would worry too much or quit baking cakes just because of an occasional flop. Mature, intelligent people realize that failure is just as much a part of success as success is a part of every failure. You can never play golf in the 80s until you've played golf in the 90s. And just as a pro will occasionally turn in a bad score, he knows it's only a sign for more practice. Anyway, it's something to think about, and something I think we need reminding of once in a while. C.W. Wente wrote that success in life is a matter not so much of talent or opportunity as of concentration and perseverance. He's right. But it takes belief in yourself to persevere.
Albert Schweitzer once said, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." People who have not found a meaningful way to serve tend to be at odds with themselves and their worlds. The so-called empty nest years of millions of middle-aged women, women with a great deal of talent and ability, with a great deal to give and no place to put it. They putter around the empty house doing simple automatic chores while literally aching for something more meaningful to do, a way of serving that will bring them the contentment and fulfillment and happiness they yearn for. We feel nervous and depressed when we're not being of service. It's what gives meaning to our leisure and gives us a feeling of being needed and important. Every person should ask himself, how can I best marshal my human resources and apply them to a field in which I have interest in a way which will maximize my service? If I can do that, everything else is very likely to fall into place. Millions who find their lives boring, who find themselves depressed, at odds with themselves and others, who find themselves suffering from a restless discontent, called the malaise of our times, should seek ways of being of service. I read recently about a psychological test in which you're supposed to complete 20 statements beginning with the words, "I am." That is, on a sheet of paper, you write down the number one, and behind it write, "I am," and then complete the sentence. You might begin by writing, "I am a human creature." Then on line two, you again begin the statement with, "I am," and make a statement about yourself. You do that 20 times, and before you reach 20, you're making some pretty revealing comments. You're digging for information about yourself. In fact, you're doing what Socrates suggested we do when he said that an unexamined life is not worth living, or words to that effect. And with this method, if in case you're looking for some way of serving, in case you do not now have a very interesting and viable method of service, with this method you might find a clue as to the field or way in which you can make the greatest possible contribution. For by so doing, you're going to reap the greatest possible rewards. I don't think there's any question but that Dr. Schweitzer was correct in his statement. Serving each other is the way to happiness and fulfillment. If you took away the people that we serve, our lives would become meaningless. People, other people, have everything in the world we can possibly want, and they will gladly share it with us if we will serve them to their satisfaction. The real purpose of our journey through life is to find out how best we can serve.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life. Please remember to subscribe, share with a friend, leave a review, and reach out to me on Instagram at YoRichieRich or at RichSellsCHS. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode of The Rich Life. I wanted to share with you a great opportunity that has recently come up. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking to grow your business, maybe add another stream of income, take advantage of some revenue share, and you're looking for a change for brokerages, I do want to share this opportunity with you guys. You can keep 85 to 100% with the brokerage that I work for. And like I said, you can get some really great revenue share as well. If you're ready to change your real estate brokerages and you're looking for the right sponsor, please text the number 843-732-4863, the word REAL. Text the word REAL to 843-732-4863. This is a really good opportunity for you to become on the ground floor of a company that just went public on the NASDAQ index, which is a brand new event for us. So please make sure to text the word REAL to 843-732-4863. Take care.